Hope Station.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. With one book, Harper Lee became a giant figure in American literature. She died today at her home in Monroeville, Alabama at 89.
What can you say about a book that sold more than 40 million copies, earned its writer a Pulitzer Prize, and was considered in some polls to be more inspirational than the Bible?
To Kill a Mockingbird was the Huckleberry Finn of the 20th century,
says Harper Lee's biographer Charles Shields. Spencer Madry, who owns the Old Curiosity Bookstore in the author's hometown, says the book changed his life.
It lets you know that you're not in this little bubble as a child, that there's a lot of issues out there that's greater than yourself.
Mockingbird tells the story of racial injustice in a small Depression-era southern town as seen through the eyes of a small girl named Scout. Gregory Peck played her father in the film version.
Scout, there are some things that you're not old enough to understand just yet.
Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
It's a solemn day at the Supreme Court for Antonin Scalia. CBS's Pam Coulter.
Dozens of people are lined up in the cold here for the chance to pay their respects to Justice Scalia, who served on the court for 3 decades, the longest of any of his fellow justices. He is lying in repose in the court's Great Hall on the same catafalque used for President Lincoln in 1865. President Obama and the First Lady are paying their respects to Justice Scalia, a conservative icon, this afternoon, but will not attend his funeral tomorrow.
Republicans are gearing up for tomorrow's presidential primary in South Carolina. Marco Rubio is sitting third in the polls in that state.
If we're still fighting against each other in the conservative movement, if Republicans are still fighting with each other in October, we're going to lose.
Democrats caucus tomorrow in Nevada. In Texas, the case of affluenza teen Ethan Couch has been moved to an adult court.
The hearing lasted about 10 minutes, and Ethan Couch's lawyers did not fight the move to adult court. Juvenile prosecutor Riley Shaw says he's been waiting for this day for more than 2 years.
This is a hearing that both sides have been expecting since the day the court ruled and entered a probation order over our request for a 20-year sentence.
Ethan Couch was sentenced to 10 years probation for killing 4 people in a drunk driving crash in 2013 when he was 16 years old. Andrew Greenstein, CBS News, Fort Worth.
American airstrikes hit suspected ISIS targets in Libya today. Officials say it's likely the terror figure targeted was killed. Derek Chollet is an expert on the region.
Libya, over the last several years, has become a magnet for terrorist groups, jihadists of many stripes. And that's one of the concerns the United States, European partners have, is that Libya, because of its divided government, lawlessness in many areas, it's become a haven.
Federal regulators have told hoverboard makers they will recall or seize any of the products that don't meet federal safety standards. The government has 52 reports of fires. Dow's down 48. This
North Carolina with a case of Zika. And voting maps and voting days, the topic still on Jones Street this afternoon. These are the big stories we're following on News Radio 680 WPTF. I'm Josh Zack.
Sunshine today with a high of 52, becoming partly cloudy, low 40 tonight. I'm AccuWeather's Heather's Air on the Triangle Severe Weather Station, News Radio 680 WPTF.
And our top story this afternoon, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services releasing information earlier today that the first case of Zika virus in North Carolina is in a resident here. The case was confirmed in an adult who recently traveled to a country where Zika is being transmitted widely. HHS says this North Carolina patient's symptoms have resolved, and to protect their confidentiality, no additional details will be provided. The North Carolina House and Senate have reconvened today. They're working to vote on newly drawn maps of the state's congressional districts. They also want to change the primary election date for all of the 13 North Carolina House members of Congress to be held on June 7th instead of the original date, March 15th, when the presidential primaries and the various other state races will still be held. A federal court ordered the boundaries redrawn. It ruled the current lines were racially biased. GOP Senate Leader Phil Berger says they took race out of the equation when they drew the new map.
If you want to Google gerrymander, this is not a map that will come up.
That map is under debate right now. It's been there for about an hour and change on the House floor. Democrats claim the new boundaries are still pigeonholing minorities. Durham Representative Mickey Michaud.
You sent up an unconstitutionally drawn map, and you're sending back another unconstitutionally drawn map. But that's not for me to decide. That's for the court to decide.
Lawmakers must approve the new maps by 5 o'clock today to meet the deadline set by a federal court ruling. The WPTF AccuWeather forecast, plenty of sun, 52 for a high this afternoon.
Oh, man, what a great idea to get everybody out here to Deep River Sporting Clays and Shooting School for a break.
Yep, it's usually a lunch meeting or another golf outing. It's hard to believe we're only half an hour from the Triangle.
Deep River Sporting Clays and Shooting School, where you can enjoy quality time outdoors with friends and business associates. Close to the Triangle, but far removed from the stress of everyday life. For all the details, go to deepriver.net. What a blast.
Hey, shh. Listen. Do you hear that? It's your heart. Chances are you take that precious sound for granted. And if you're like a lot of Americans, one-third to be exact, you're not doing anything to prevent heart disease. So what if a cardiologist told you exactly how best to love your heart? Would you listen then? Go to clevelandclinic.org/loveyourheart and learn what really matters and what doesn't when it comes to that lovable heart of yours.
This hour of WPTF is brought to you by the Grout Medic.